When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Daphne sent us a message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you help? 6 years ago, when I was home from college, I met a friend of a friend, and we hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that I was attending school several hours away, we ended up developing a serious relationship pretty quickly.
Good.
He had graduated 2 years earlier, was working full-time, and applying to graduate programs. We were together for about a year and a half, but the distance and the different points that we were at in our lives led us to a rough breakup. Every few months since then, we'll exchange a few texts that are never particularly personal, but seem to indicate that our mutual feelings still exist. Often, one of us will send the other an emotionally loaded song, accompanied by some deceptively casual text like, should be grading papers, but can't stop listening to this. After several years of this, I wondered if I'm missing an opportunity by not just saying how I feel. We can both be agonizingly shy, and I don't think that he would ever be the first one to admit that he's still interested if that were the case.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it to be vulnerable and say something? And if so, what do I say? How do I start that conversation?
I mean, this is the start of a rom-com right now.
It is.
You know, kind of reconnecting after many years. Got a text already from a listener, Shaq, who said dated my wife in high school for about 5 days. Apparently wasn't mature enough then. We both went our separate ways until 10 years later, she decided to give me a chance. Been married 9 years and together 14. Tell her to try.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, what I feel like this is going to be a big, like, what if situation if she doesn't just toss it out there. You're never going to know unless you tell them how you feel.
Yeah, you're going to be filled with regret literally your entire life if you're just like, man, what if, what if, what if, what if? So how? What is
she
saying?
Yeah, what do we say? How do we start that conversation?
Yeah, so I think we're all agreeing that yes, take the leap.
You're never going to know if you don't.
I mean, Eric's just very out there, just says, hey, how about just texting him? Hey, maybe we should do lunch. Now, are they?
Yeah.
I
don't know if they're still long distance or not.
I was just going to ask that.
It's vague.
Yeah. Yeah. So would one of them have to uproot and move?
I think so, and that may be where the big hesitation lies, because distance did end up playing a factor in the breakup.
Yeah.
So if they're still long distance, that is still going to be a problem.
Okay.
And do you want to try to navigate that again?
All right, so let's craft some situational texts or phone calls or things that she can say to him. And then I want to hear your story, because I feel like a lot of people have been through this. I was in a long distance relationship with my wife for about a year, maybe a little longer than a year. We ended up getting married, and that's when we moved in together. Like,
okay, so was it a discussion as to, are you gonna move or am I?
It was I was doing my career. And so she was in a job where she could relocate. And so
she could be more flexible.
Yeah. So we didn't have a real like sit down like, okay, we got to figure this out. It was more of understood like, this is the career that I'm
she's
pursuing.
The one that can move and you can't. Yeah.
Right. So
Amy
so she
said,
ended up
do it. I was in love with my best friend for 10 years, but distance and different needs in our life kept an actual relationship from working. But once an opportunity opened up, we jumped and have been happily married for 6 years and we have a son.
There
it's
you go.
Worth it to try.
All right. So we'd love to hear more of those stories. All right. Call us, text us, whatever. 502-571-9970. We'll get to those coming up next. Now, group therapy. Daphne kind of wondering if she should reconnect with a guy she dated when she was younger, but kind of the distance and all that broke them up. They've kind of sent some and exchanged some, I'm not going to say flirty texts, but suggestive texts maybe?
Yeah, that kind of indicates maybe there's still feelings there. At least there are for her. She's not for sure they are for him, but the fact that they kind of keep reaching out to each other makes her wonder. So she's just thinking, do I take a chance, toss my feelings out there, ask him if he wants to try again?
Now, we all say yes.
Being rejected.
Yeah, I mean, we all say, yeah, go for it.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're just always going to wonder, and then that's just going to eat you up inside. And a lot of people on Facebook are pointing that out. Daenerys said, be honest with him. Whatever happens, at least you'll know and can move on and won't have to ever wish or wonder what would have been if you took the chance.
Yeah.
Shannon said the same thing. Sounds to me like you know the answer. Follow your heart. Remember, the greatest regrets we have in life are the chances we never took.
Ooh, good one.
That's a really good point. Megan's got a story. She said, same type of situation. I dated a guy when I was 17. He was 15. He was my first love. We broke up. Dated again when I was 21. He was 19. Again, broke up. Fast forward 8 years later, I was pregnant with my son, had just broken up with my son's father, and he and I tried again. And he'd always been the one person I'd go back to after a breakup. We were good for about 6 months. Then the month before I was due with my son, I realized he was not the person I wanted to be with. However, had I not tried again with him years later, he would have always been in the back of my mind as a what if. So I say, try it. If it doesn't work out this time, at least you'll know it's not meant to be.
Yeah, Casey kind of says something similar. She said, I've had a similar situation. I ended up taking the leap. He felt the same, but in the end, it didn't work out for us. But what I got from it all was closure. So
yes.
Tell him how you feel, but approach it with no expectations. Time can only tell how things will actually play out.
Exactly. I think that the reason that you're still trying to kind of hang on to each other with these random text messages is saying there's still a connection. You need to explore it and see how far that connection can go now that you're, you know, a little bit older in a different place in your lives. Maybe it's the right time, but at the very least, you're going to know once and for all and can close the door.
Yeah. And, you know, let's not get into the conversation of, okay, well, who's going to move to who, assuming that you guys are still a long distance, because
I think
eventually you are going to have to live in the same town in order for
We just need to figure out, does he feel the same way? Is he, you know, kicking this idea around with her too?
Yeah. And then are you in a situation with your job where you can transfer or you can move? You know, maybe that's the case, or him, you know, vice versa. So anyways, Daphne, keep us posted, because we'd love to be able to follow this journey love story that you have. And
we're invested. It could be an epic rom-com. It could be like J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
I tell you what, a little
20 years,
little homework for you. How about you connect with them this week and we check in with you next week? All right.
Oh, we're just going to go ahead and tell her, rip the Band-Aid off. Tell him how you feel this weekend.
Exactly.
Because we have a deadline of Monday.
Yeah, for sure. Let's try to get this resolved, all right? And at least figure out for us, for all of these waiting ears, that we can have a little bit of closure for us. So, yeah, we'll check back in with you next week on 99.7 EJX.